I saw the bridge fall down too. I didn't actually
see
it happen.
This is the stupidest conversation I've ever had in my whole life.
And we've had some pretty stupid ones. Yeah.
Oh, stop it, Sam.
Oy, oy, oy. Are we ready to do this? I'm sick.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mom got me sick.
No, your little boyfriend got you sick because you're so stupid. You went over there and hugged and kissed him and slept in the same bed with him.
You don't know that.
You just admitted to Sam you were making out with him.
I didn't say I was making out with him. That's disgusting.
You said did you say that. Him. You said that.
I didn't say I made out with him. I said I kissed him.
What's
you said
difference?
You were macking face and things was getting sloppy and that's how you
yeah.
got sick.
And all That's the germs no. going back and forth between everybody's mouth.
Ew, oh, my God. Oh. Don't say that.
Well,
we
why do you think?
Just stop, Emma.
Kiss.
We don't want to hear about it
oh,
anymore.
Oh, it's just a mwah. Are you believing that, Sam? A mwah.
Yes.
No.
And then she said she took care of him. She got him some soup.
He was sick. I bought him soup.
Did you show
and
him
I
the Jewish
soup
way?
Today.
Did you get him the matzo ball?
No, he wanted like a Chinese soup. I got him Tom Yum. It was like a spicy chicken kind of thing.
Oh, he cultural.
I know, I should have given him the matzo ball.
Or the chicken noodle.
Or the chicken noodle.
That's what I gave Emma, the chicken noodle.
Yeah, that's what
Chicky
I got,
nudie.
Chicken noodle soup.
And juice.
Lots of juice. And I got a vitamin C drop in.
Did you get the D?
We need to reorder the D. I have it on the counter, Emma, to show me how to reorder.
That's how I got sick, Sam. All
you
right,
gotta take the D.
Oh my god! Did you hear that, Sam? Oh my god!
That was good. That was good.
I want everyone to see this. She is suffering sick because she did all this crazy stuff with her boyfriend. My boyfriend was sick. I did nothing, and I am fine. That's how you do it, people.
I was making
when
a
joke. She's not joking. When you're sick, or the boyfriend or girlfriend's sick, get them out of the house. Get them out of the room. Do not kiss them.
You went on a trip with your boyfriend while he was sick. So get him out.
But I didn't get near him.
Bullshit.
How am I so well then? I'm not sick. You're the sick one.
Oh, my God. All right, Sam.
Oh, I have a question.
What's your question?
How is baby doing with her birthday hangover?
Oh,
she still has it.
Oh my God, Sam. You wouldn't believe how happy this cat is with her new stroller. The day after
really?
We got the stroller, I walk in and baby is sitting in the stroller crying, begging to go for a walk.
And she doesn't even know what it is.
Yes, she
just
does.
Knows it's for her.
She knows it's for her, and she knows she's going for a walk. So we took her for a walk yesterday.
Yeah.
Really? How'd that go?
You can watch it on TikTok.
Was she jumping around at stuff?
No, she was really calm. I want to take the, like, mesh thing off of it so that she can, like, really feel the breeze.
What is wrong with... Mom,
she
we
likes
were
to
in,
feel the breeze.
We were in the car. Emma had baby in her lap in the back seat. Emma rolls down the window all the way.
And I go, look, baby, the outside.
Is Emma trying to get rid of the cat?
No, she likes
we're on
the breeze.
While we were on like a major road.
She likes, we were at a stoplight, all right? And she likes the breeze.
I turned around and I said, are you fucking idiot?
Don't say the F word. Of course she is. And do you think I should let her take the cat with her when she moves out? If this is what it's going to be?
Okay. Sam and Jordan agree that I should take the cat when I move out because mom tries to leave the house and she's like, Emma, help. Come down here quick. And I go down. She's like, help me get out of the house. The cat's just laying by the door.
She's guarding the
she's
door.
Like, she has me trapped.
She won't let me
Typical
out of the house.
Robin.
She's a guard cat.
So
what?
Drama queen.
How are
you
going to get out of the house when I don't live here anymore?
It's going to be a problem.
So
I guess I'm going to have to stay home all the time.
So I'm going to take the cat.
You are a bit of a drama queen, Mom.
I am not. I think that we should take a vote with our listeners of who should keep the cat.
Emma?
Or Robin.
All right. What about a vote with the three of us? Sam, who should keep the cat? Emma?
I'm not.
Sam's
not
crossing me. Sam will not cross me. Right,
Crosser.
Sam?
Crosser. cross her.
He is not
should
gonna cross
Robin
me.
Take the cat, Rachel?
He said lied to be the favorite, Emma.
Oh, he didn't raise his hand.
Oh, well, now I can't say anything.
I got you the goddamn Nespresso that cost the same as the necklace.
It's not about
so
the
calm cost. Down.
I love the espresso, but the necklace.
Then I'm taking the Nespresso and the cat.
No! No, you can't take the espresso from me. You gave
you
it to me.
You don't even know it's a Nespresso.
Nah.
And you're saying espresso.
It's mine.
Nah.
Nah.
Whatever it is, it's mine.
Nespresso.
Not if you're not appreciative. It's coming back to me.
I do appreciate, but Sam, we got to talk about the earrings. I got to go
down
there and
look at
the
earrings. Hold on. Before that, I'm not done with baby. Did you, because you had that huge balloon that said baby on it. That was definitely for a baby shower. Did you tell the people working there that it was for the cat?
It was for a reveal, Sam. Baby with the pink. Well, maybe it could have been for a baby shower.
So I saw that it said baby on it, and I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. The cat's name's Baby. I go to Party City to the checkout line. I go to buy it. She unwraps it when she starts to fill it, and it's massive. And I go, oh my God, that is big. And she just goes, ha ha, yeah.
It was huge.
And then I don't know what to do with it. I think I'm going to save it till Jordan has a baby.
A woman walked in to Party City. A woman walked into Party City. She saw me standing there waiting for this big pink balloon that says, oh, baby. And she, like, got excited at first that, like, somebody was having a baby. And then she saw it was me. And I think she thought I was, like, in high school. And she just went,
that is a little weird. Emma having a baby. You know,
and
she
I'm
looks
walking
12.
Out with this
she
big,
is the baby.
Baby balloon.
She
She's
is
one
the
of those
baby.
12-year-olds you see on, like, the Maury show or, like,
oh,
one of those crazy shows.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
16 and pregnant.
16. Pregnant with a cold.
Yeah. It all happened on the same day.
Ah! Gag me with a spoon! Well, people, if you don't want to get sick, don't kiss your boyfriend or girlfriends when they are sick. Because this is what happens.
Yeah.
A Matt and Emma baby would be the weirdest looking thing probably ever.
It would come out with a bouffant.
Put that thing in the zoo.
I mean, she would be looking.
It would be short.
Yeah, it would be short.
Small with a big.
You need a magnifying glass.
We're done. Let's. What about a Sam and Jordan baby? Ugly.
All legs.
Definitely
and
on
then
the
a
spectrum.
Huge body from Sam.
Yeah,
and a bald spot.
That's how. Did you know that's how you were born, Sam?
I asked mom.
Wait, what did I ask you?
Something about crying.
I asked mom about, like, crying, about, like, the best moment of her life. When did you cry? Something happiness. And she goes, the moment you were born. And I thought that was so sweet. And I said, what about when Sam was born? And she goes, no, he had a bald spot.
Oh, I did, too, cry. Said, I did. Oh, I did. I did. I have it on tape, Emma. You could sit there, no. We've got it on tape, and it's going to go in the cloud soon, so I'll have it forever.
Don't worry. Terry's going to see your birth. Maybe
she
you
said,
shouldn't show him that one.
She Ooh. Said, this one's ugly.
Yeah,
we'll try for
should.
Another.
Maybe you should show him that birth tape. Why? Are you trying to break us up, Emma? Do you get that feeling, Sam? Oh, look at her. Look at her. Because Sam's all for me having a boyfriend. Right, Sam?
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Look at he goes like this. Yeah, whatever.
He said no. Oh, I should have brought tissues down.
Oh, no. There's tissues on my desk. She's going to use
have
her
you
sleeve.
Seen-
Okay, well, give me a topic. What were we going to talk about?
Right, so
women's
next Friday,
sports.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The women's tournament was so much more exciting than the men's.
And apparently,
I didn't watch the men's championship. I didn't
you didn't
even
watch
turn
it last
it on.
Night?
Nothing.
Okay, but okay, here's what I don't
either.
Understand about the times. The women's championship was at 3 p.m., too early. The men's championship was at 9 p.m. Too late. Put them both at 6. Thank
9:20,
you, Emma.
I think.
9:20. It was 9:20.
9:20.
Put them both at 6. Put
but that's 6:20 in Los Angeles. That's the problem.
Then put it at
yeah,
7.
Yeah, but L.A.
And
is always
like,
the problem.
Yeah,
L.A. can just
even
do whatever it
sports.
Does.
Well, it's not just L.A. It's the West Coast, you know? But if they had the women's on Saturday
at
and the men's
three.
On Sunday... At a decent time, then the whole country could watch it.
Everybody could watch.
Like the Super Bowl.
But, like, the women's came on at 3. I was like, ooh, this is a little early. It's
I wasn't
still,
home yet, so I missed it.
It's still at 3 o'clock
I missed it
on
too.
A Sunday. Had the biggest ratings. I think 18.7 million viewers or something crazy.
It was the most watched basketball game since 2019.
Yes.
Something crazy like that.
Yes, it was awesome. It was awesome. And now, next Friday, our own resident woman in sports, I will be going to play in my college's alumni game.
What position are you going to play?
I'm going to be the goalie.
Oh, no! Don't get a concussion.
You whoop the current team and you say, well, they don't even know how good they have it. We would have destroyed them back in the day.
Right, right. We're all out of shape. We're all
and they're bringing their dates.
Old.
That's embarrassing. Is Laura coming?
Yeah.
And she's going to play too?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
No, the
Should
boys,
we go too, Mom? Should we cheer on the side?
Should we go watch?
The boys are going to hang out, and then we're all going to go get dinner afterwards, and we're all staying over.
Perfect.
And, yeah.
Count us in.
It'll be a fun. We didn't go to this past year was our 5-year reunion. None of us went.
Well, it wasn't all, some of you, it's their 6-year reunion.
Yeah, we're all different grades.
Or is this
my 10-year?
This is your 4-year.
Your 10-year's coming
months.
Up, Sam?
Yeah, my 10-year is like next month.
Are you going to go?
I don't know if they're having anything. I just mean, I graduated 10 years ago.
Oh, I bet they probably are for like at like homecoming. Would you
I've been getting a lot of emails. I should probably read them.
Would you bring Jordan to like a reunion?
I don't even know if I want to go to one, you know? So it's like.
You don't want to go if your friends aren't going. There's no reason to.
I mean, it's such a small school, like I'll know people regardless, but yeah, I don't know.
You guys talk about reunions. I need a tissue.
There's a tissue on my desk. So here's what I want to know. What
She's
time do you think Emma's playing next Saturday? Is it Saturday or Friday night?
Friday.
What time?
7.
I don't know if we want to go, Sam.
We're not actually going, Mom.
I would go. I went to every other game. Why would I stop now?
We could yell at Laura just like we did back in the good old days.
No, I look like the little kid on the Kleenex box.
Yeah, you could do an advertisement for them.
Oh, we should.
Oh, do you like that?
Yeah.
Well, everybody, is that what all we have?
Take us out.
That's all I have.
I have a lot more, but I'm
you have
saving
a lot more?
It.
So, tell us.
I don't know.
She doesn't even know. All right, everybody, it has been real. It's been fun. We love having you in the nest. We've got a lot of fun things coming up. New episodes of The Robin's Nest drop every Friday. They drop on YouTube at 10. New content coming at you all the time on our TikTok, our Instagram, YouTube, wherever you find us. That's where we are. Exciting
that was
stuff.
Clever.
Right, right?
Yeah.
Exciting stuff coming out. Follow us at It's the Rosenthals. And have a fantastic weekend.